From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Brown County leaders rolled up their sleeves to help keep you healthy this week. County Executive Troy Streckenbach and Brown County Health Officer Anna Nick got their flu shots at the Neville Public Museum. The public vaccination was intended to encourage people to get their flu shots. Health officials say community health is significantly improved when people get their yearly flu shots. If you haven't gotten yours yet, there are a couple community flu shot clinics coming up. Adults and children can stop by the Neville Public Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And there's a children's clinic on Tuesday, October 28th at the Brown County Central Library for kids ages 6 months to 18 years. That runs from 4 to 6:30 p.m. The USS Cobia is back in business. Docked alongside the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in Manitowoc, the World War II sub reopened for tours over the weekend, just a few days after returning from dry dock in Sturgeon Bay. Museum workers say the six-week, $1.5 million project will preserve this important piece of history for at least another quarter century. You can tour the Cobia during regular museum hours Thursday through Monday. Short legs, big dreams. The first ever Corgi race is coming to the Green Bay Gamblers next month. The hockey team is accepting entries. All you have to do is give your Corgi's name, age, and a couple photos. The Corgi race will happen at the Gamblers game on November 29th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Bucks basketball is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks begin their 58th season tonight in Milwaukee when they host the Wizards. Their new center, Miles Turner, says they've had a new level of energy preparing for tonight's game.
This past week of practice has been very intentional. I mean, I think it's been really good. Guys are talking up, making noise, just talking back and forth and whatnot. And I think that's how it's supposed to be, especially throughout the year. You know what I'm saying? We're intense in practice. When that makes the games that much easier.
NFL, the Packers at practice for Sunday night in Pittsburgh. Matt LaFleur downplaying the matchup against the Steelers quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know if many of these guys played with him. So, I mean, there's a few guys, but yeah, I think that's just for you guys. I'm going to talk about, just like we do every week, what is our blueprint and what are our keys in order to go to Pittsburgh, which is a damn good football team and a really tough, hostile environment, and try to play our best.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some showers around the area for your Wednesday afternoon. Northwest winds will be breezy up to nearly 25, highs near 50. Overnight, shower chances continue, mostly cloudy skies and upper 30s, partly sunny near 50 Thursday. Currently 46 degrees.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you?
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean? Local news and timeless hits with the Monkees and Daydream Believer. It's 97.9 WGBW, and if you're looking for their biopic, going to be very easy for you to remember. The song title, also the name of the biopic. Daydream Believers, The Monkee Story. It came out back in 2000.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show.
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
We've got music you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find, find someone to call mine. But mama said you can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love, no, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I stand before I find the love to let me live again? Right now the only thing that keeps me hanging on when I feel my strength, yeah, is almost gone. I remember mama said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy, it's everybody was
It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Back in my day, everybody loves a good story that starts that way, right? Back in my day when we were kids and everything was perfect and we never got in trouble. I'm not going to say that, but I am going to say that I think back in my day, and I'm sure back in your day too, we were outside a lot. And I don't know that kids these days are. It seems like they're inside, they're in front of tablets, they're not moving and doing the things that we did when we were young. And now some new research has come out and said that, yes, indeed, playing outside can improve your children's mental and physical health. Yeah, play some ball in the yard, dig in the sandbox, obviously supervise them. Don't let them just, you know, run wild. That may lead to trouble, but get a little fresh air. Bundle them up. It's getting a little bit chillier, but, you know, get them outside a little bit.
Bestley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866. 800-549-8866.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
Well, that'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 and WGBW. It's Laura McKenna here, and we have news on demand for you anytime on our website at WGBW.FM. But if you wait just a few minutes, we'll get you another local news update from that WGBW newsroom.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, and the sound of that good gospel. It's a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel. You could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, like a small earthquake. What it's there for. Hallelujah. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for.
Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Pro athletes from Wisconsin will join our state's veterans as they fly to Washington to see their war memorial. Green Bay's Austin Straubel International Airport announced the Stars and Stripes Flight of Champions scheduled for next weekend. The honor flight is expected to include 160 Vietnam-era veterans, as well as a small number from the Korean War and post-Vietnam era. The flight is sponsored by the Green Bay Packers and Milwaukee Brewers and Bucks. Former players are scheduled to take part. The public is invited to come out to the Green Bay Airport and welcome our veterans home on Saturday, November 1st at 7:30 p.m. Organizers say many of these veterans did not get the welcome home they deserved coming home from war. They say the simple gesture of saying thank you and welcome home is powerful. This weekend is your last chance to camp out at Bayshore Park and the Reforestation Camp for the year. The campgrounds will close for the season at 2 p.m. this coming Sunday. If it's starting to get a bit chilly for you to think about camping this year, you might want to plan to camp along the Fox River at the Brown County Fairgrounds next year. Plans are in the works to expand the camping area along the riverbank to make use of more space. Brown County Parks Director Matt Creasy said that means people could camp there while there's an event going on at the fairgrounds. Creasy said that would generate significant revenue. The county also plans to extend the trail along the west side of the Fox River all the way into De Pere through the fairgrounds. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach says the goal is to create a big loop with the trail ultimately connecting with the Fox River Trail on the east side of the river. That means people would be able to go from downtown Green Bay along the Fox River all the way to De Pere, cross the Claude Alloway Bridge, and then continue on the new trail back up to Green Bay. It's all part of improvements included in the 2026 Brown County budget proposal. The Brown County Board of Supervisors will host its annual budget meeting a week from today. The goal is to have the budget signed into law no later than November 15th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some showers around the area for your Wednesday afternoon. Northwest winds will be breezy up to nearly 25, highs near 50. Overnight, shower chances continue, mostly cloudy skies in upper 30s, partly sunny near 50 Thursday. Currently 46 degrees. Oh,
Row, I think one of the most popular songs still to this day, played at wedding receptions. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
I'll be home, I'll be beside you.
97.9 WGBW. We talked this week about Ford recalling some trucks and some cars, but the website where anybody, no matter what make or model, can go to check to see if your vehicle has anything recalled, it's coming up in just a few minutes right here on WGBW.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time. to say.
On local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW. I pull that with my husband all the time. And my dad, actually, when he's in town. Like, if you really love me, you would take my car and go get some gas in it or go get the oil changed. I mean, if you really loved me. And my dad is always like, well, did you follow up? Did you get this maintenance done? Did you check this? Do you have any recalls on your vehicle? I'm like, Dad, how would I know that? Well, there is a website that you can always check to see anything, whether it's from a seatbelt to something with the transmission that's recalled on any vehicle, truck, car, doesn't matter. The website is NHTSA.gov. You just put your make and model in and it'll tell you if there's any recalls. Once again, that's NHTSA.gov.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear long pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Just a friend.
timeless hits. We're local news and timeless hits. You're 97.9 WGBW.
Handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
that I was number one. I ought to know.
Easy come, easy go.
Michelle Franzen. The government shut down grinding into a fourth week with funding set to run out for critical food programs in the next month and furloughed workers facing another missed paycheck. Demolition of the east wing of the White House began this week to make way for President Trump's 90,000 square foot ballroom. Now a preservation